This, like most elections before it, is likely to be a straight two-horse race between a conservative, Yoon Suk-yeol, and his liberal opponent, Lee Jae-myung, with both of them fighting against their own unpopularity, a fact they seem to accept.
Two-party politics with vested interests offer limited choices. As a result, people are left to bite the bullet and choose the lesser of the two evils.
Neither has international standing, but they are vying for a job that now has global reach. There's South Korea's importance in the world economy, especially in high-tech manufacturing. Its cultural clout is growing through movies, drama and K-pop. And its key geopolitical role in Sino-US relations, as well as its fraught dealings with North Korea. The outgoing Liberal President Moon Jae-in has made it his mission to improve inter-Korean ties. But his term is ending with the North increasing its missile testing, with the threat of launching longer-range ballistic missiles that have brought the peninsula to the brink of conflict in the past.
There is a high possibility that various missile tests will be conducted intensively after the presidential election on March 9th.
And if he wins, Yoon Suk-yeol has promised a tougher line with the North, including the possibility of preemptive strikes against its newly developed hypersonic missiles.
If it's carrying a nuclear weapon, the time it will take to reach the capital area and commit a massacre is under a minute. It's practically impossible to intercept.
Whether or not this election will result in worsening inter-Korean relations, what's almost guaranteed is its fair share of controversy. Both candidates come into this race marred by domestic scandal, and that's before the campaign mudslinging really gets underway. This is a country where the job of president has often ended in the disgrace of coups, resignations, or imprisonment. As this campaign starts, Park Geun-hye returns to life as an ordinary citizen following her pardon and release from a 22-year sentence, one of four former presidents to have spent time behind bars. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.